welcome to Sonya Podcast. So this is actually a Q&A. Every day I get emails, messages of questions people ask me. So one of the questions by this guy named Joshua, he says, Sonya, tell us five things that made you feel love and was romantic. It was so funny because I was explaining this to my daughter and she was like, five, you have way more than five. So I said, yeah, but five things that where I felt loved and was romantic. The first one was, he woke me up. It was about like 5 o'clock in the morning and we took a drive to see the sunrise. When I tell y'all, that sky was so beautiful. It was like this purple color. The sky was like this real beautiful purple. It was so beautiful. Like, I had took a picture of it, but unfortunately, all the old pictures I had in my iPhone is gone. So I would have posted it so y'all can actually see how beautiful it was, but I no longer have that picture. That's number one, the way I felt love, and it was very romantic. Number two, it was my birthday. We're sitting in a car, and it's like, close your eyes. So my eyes is closed, and this little fur thing is in my arms. Y'all, I wanted to jump because I don't really like closing my eyes and feeling things on me. And then I said, open your eyes. When I opened my eyes, it was a puppy. The prettiest pit bull puppy you ever seen. And was like, what's you gonna name it? I was like, yes, Cyrus. Cyrus was my baby. He was the most beautiful brindle pit bull you have ever seen. I felt love and it was romantic because it was my birthday and I got a puppy. The next time was, I had just got off of work actually, and we come in the house but the lights is out and I'm like, okay, are you gonna turn the lights on? Because, you know, when you get off of work, you're kind of exhausted. You don't want to do all this extra stuff because you've been working all day. When I turn the lights on, there's candles and rose petals everywhere leading up to the bathroom. And it was so beautiful. I felt so loved and so beautiful and so romantic at that time. The next, the fourth one is when we drove down to the pier, right? And we get out the car. So we walking along the pier. The moon is like, the water is beautiful. Like, the moon is actually glistening upon that water. And we're talking for a while, laughing and joking. Then I am handed a velvet red box. In that velvet red box was the most beautiful diamond and ruby bracelet I have seen. Oh my God, it was so beautiful. I felt so much love and romance then. I was like, oh my God. That was the fourth. You said five, so I'm going to give you five. But like my daughter says, I have many. But I will give you the fifth one. I don't know if everybody know where South Seaport at. But every night, he would take me down to South Seaport. We would have lobsters, and I would drink strawberry daiquiri, which is virgin because I don't drink, or pina colada. We would get on the boat, and the music of Sade would play. So this, y'all have to remember, this is like the first time I heard Sade singing. And I'm like, oh my God. And we always had this table on the outside where you can actually see the water and the boats coming in and going out. That was my fifth loved and romantic. Joshua, thank you for asking. That's when I felt love and romantic. I don't know, Joshua. I might try to do a Q&A with everybody else to see, you know, what was theirs. But the fact that you asked me and I'm telling you, yes, that was the five that I felt loved and romantic. So, yes, people, I'm going to give y'all, my audience, this question. So, I want y'all to tell me. Y'all can either email me or DM me like most of y'all do, or message me for the people who have my number. And tell me the five things that made you feel loved and romantic. You can comment here or at sv766752@gmail.com. Follow me at son.ia9795 Instagram, sonyasandoval on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Go to my website, http://wordpress.com. If you're on the platforms, if you're on Spotify, please comment and tell me what you thought of the episode and what else you would like to see. If you're on Apple, please give it a 5-star review. If you're on iHeart, 5-star review. Wherever you listen to it, at Google, please give it a 5-star review. And follow my son Sounds on Instagram. Listen to his album out on Apple, Spotify. Follow TJVUCLAIN, her book called Black Girl in Orange. Follow TAWYNA, Wade Williams. She have a book called Suddenly Single. Kane Flex on SoundCloud. And Female Reform have a venture store in New York. And y'all have a blessed night.